Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Hideout. My name is Wambui. So today we are going to talk about rape culture and sexual coercion. Yes, rape culture and sexual coercion. So for the past few weeks, this topic about rape has been going around in all the social media platforms. And yeah, so I just saw it well, and a friend of mine gave me an idea that I should think about what I can say about rape culture and sexual coercion. So welcome to our topic today. So rape culture in Kenya means that women are often blamed for being victims of assault, and this really needs to change, because research says that over 5,000 rape cases have been reported in Kenya during the coronavirus pandemic, and the government has put in measures and guidelines to help the victims of violence and called on the victims to seek help and medical attention. So imagine, like, in Kenya, since corona started, when so it started around March, yeah, so around March yoni mwezi wa tatu kumekuwa na saizi tuko November, so like kumekuwa na over 5,000 cases of rape have been reported in Kenya. So you can imagine, like, kama hizo ni cases like 5,000, like how many cases, like, kuna watu wengine unajua pia, like, stories of rape, like, not everyone is proud of talking about what they went through, you know, not really proud, rather not everyone talks about what they went through. So unaweza pata, like, me better kwa hour 5,000. Like, see hata, like, see cases zote, rather, like, see kila mtu mwenye aliexplain, like, maybe alirepiwa, you know. So, like, tuseme ziko over 5,000, like, these cases are past 5,000, like, ziko over 5,000. So, that is so many. That is why my heart really breaks talking about this story, yeah? So, it's estimated that 14% of Kenyan women and 6% of men aged 15 to 49 have experienced sexual violence at least once in their lifetime. In Kenya, women and girls experience sexual violence more than men and boys. So you realize that, like, when we're talking about rape, as in, like, rape is just a general term, as in, we're not really talking about at women being raped, you know, because when you're talking about rape, as in what wengi ufikiria, like, this is all about women getting raped, but not really, because there are also men who are getting raped out here, and they wouldn't talk about that, because you get that 6% of men wanakuanga raped, yeah. So, like, you might find that rape doesn't necessarily have to do with girls, unajua, because also men are getting raped out here. So 14% of Kenyan women are being raped, and 6% of men aged 15 to 49, they're also being raped, manzi. Most Kenyan adolescent girls are in fact perceived as women, unajua, like, rape culture, as in, when you're talking about rape culture in Kenya, you find that women are often blamed for being the victims of the assault, yeah? Women are being blamed for being the victims of the assault. And unapata that these adolescent girls, they're above 14 years. I believe adolescence starts from 14 years and above. I can't remember that science. But I think inanza from 14 years and above, yeah? So unapata that these adolescent girls, msana mwenye ku 14 years, as in, anako perceived as a woman. That is the culture in Kenya. So you find that a girl who is 14 years anako perceived as a woman. So indo inachangia, like, the rape culture that we have in Kenya, yeah? So that is it. And in many parts of Kenya, as in so many patriarchal societies, men and women are raised differently. This upbringing creates imbalances in the power relations between them. Most young men are socialized to be sexually adventurous and aggressive as a way to prove their masculinity. You know, tunaitanga toxic masculinity. As in, you find that these women, rather this upbringing in the African way, the way we have been brought up, the way we have been raised as African kids, so kuna ile, like, there is an imbalance between the female and the male. So you find that this difference, yeah,
this difference, this upbringing creates imbalances. You know, create imbalance kwa sababu tunakuwa raised zile za like women, you're supposed to be under, rather you're supposed to serve a man, and the men wanapewa that power, so they believe that they have the power over women. Yeah, you get that is hiyo ndo tunaita toxic masculinity, because they believe, yeah, because most young men are socialized to be sexually adventurous and aggressive as a way to prove their masculinity. Yeah, so unapata like mwanaume anakalia msichana ama women, like men, they are wanakuwa like they are so, I don't know how to call it, but wanajifanya zile za like, because unajua like ni ile upbringing, kwa sababu hiyo culture, the culture that we have been brought up in, inaonyesha that women are supposed to be like, they're supposed to be under men. So unapata like hapo hivyo ndo penye men wanajiona ni kama they're sexually adventurous and they're aggressive as a way to prove that their masculinity, yeah, you know, wanajifanya like they have power over women. So like that is it, that is the culture that you have been raised into. So girls are expected to be chaste, domesticated and compliant. Women and girls who deviate from these designated roles risk disapproval from community members. So you find that when a woman decides to stand up for herself na like hataki kukua served, like hataki kuserve under a man, so you find that they are being called ni wale outcast, as in anatreatiwa like an outcast in her own home. Hey, kizungu, in her own home. So you find that women are supposed to be like tunafaa tu kukaa hapo unyenyekee, then you're under like akikuita you're just there, you're ready to serve him at any time, akikuita uko tayari kumtoa socks na kumwosha miguu, you get. So like that is the kind of culture that we have all been raised into. So girls are expected to be chaste, domesticated and compliant, as in ile tu like uko tu hapo kazi zako ni za kufanya ati like a lady. So you find that a lady can't go to work because the man is working. So the lady is supposed to just be there at home, akue jikoni, akizungukia hapo jikoni. Yeah, you know, aye ni kupikia mzee, bwana akikuja amepata amemchemshia maji ya kuoga. So like that is the culture that we have all been raised into. And women and girls who deviate from these designated roles risk disapproval from community members. So unapata ule mwanamke ama that, you know, those kind of people wenye wako kwa society, and then like they're doing the exact opposite of what the society is expecting them to do. So you find that they're designated like wanakuwa like they are being disapproved from the community. So like au wanakuwa ni kama au ndio outcast, like they wamekuwa outcast for these communities. So these attitudes are particularly marked when it comes to the issues of rape, myths and false beliefs, misconceptions resulting from incorrect reasoning about rape, rape victims and rapists are rife in Kenya. So unapata that so many people don't understand as it like easy attitude, the way men work on a toxic masculinity, and then women are supposed to just be there, wakue domesticated and compliant, you know. So like this kind of attitudes are particularly marked when it comes to the issues of rape. So hapo mimi ndo unapatanga ile sasa ile sasa hii ndio ile sasa tukienda kuingilia sasa story na rape. So this is where you find that when someone is raped, rather when a woman is raped, unapata zile za like wewe you are not dressed appropriately, unajua kwa sababu like women are expected to behave in a particular way, rather in a particular manner in the society. So when that woman is raped, so hapo mimi ndo unapata women are often blamed for being victims of the assault. So unapata zile za like you were dressed inappropriately kwa sababu ama were you drunk, ama why didn't you scream. So this is where you find that the women are expected to behave in a particular way, and when a woman says that she's raped or a girl says that she's raped, hapa hivi ndo zile sasa ile culture and the myths and misconceptions, this is where they come in. Yeah, this is where the myths and misconceptions come in. So example, half of the population will blame the Kikuyu in me can't allow me to say R and L correctly. Yeah, so example, half of the population will blame a rape victim under any circumstance. So this is where you get that that rape victim, yeah, the victim of rape, like wanakuwa blamed, they're the ones that are being blamed, like they're not necessarily blaming the doer, yeah, doer of the action, they're blaming the victim for the rape and for the incident that happened. So the common myths include that rape is committed by a deviant or a stranger, that rape is not that serious,
that the man was provoked by the sexiness of the female. Women mean yes when they say no, women are liars, and that a man is entitled to the sex through marriage or purpose of gifts. So this is whereby you get that when it comes to the myths and misconceptions of rape, unapata that watu wapi vindo wanasema zile za like, ah no, you can't be raped, as in like a friend can't rape you, rather a family member, a close family member can't rape you. So like people put like, there is this myth at when you're raped by a stranger, you know. So like people believe that when you're raped, that is a stranger that raped you. They don't believe this African culture, you know, the African rape culture doesn't, ionyeshi like ati the person when you're to rape is a close person to you, a friend or something like that. So then again, they go ahead and then they tell you that the man was provoked by the sexiness of the female. Like, what the actual hell, you know? As in like, you know, people will always look for any means of justification for their wrongdoing, you know. People will always look for any justification for their own wrongdoing. So this is whereby you get that the man, or other people in the community are defending the man, and then they are saying that the man was provoked by the sexiness of the female. Like, what the actual hell? Like, uwezi tu niangalie hivi, and then unanitamani, and then you rape me, and then itakuwa sasa like mimi watu watanigeuzia because I am pretty and I am beautiful and I am sexy. So people are turning that against me, like wanasema like it was all my fault because I was dressed in a particular manner, rather nilikuwa nimevaa nguo ndogo, or maybe why are you, yani people will always look for anything, will always look for any means of justification to try and rectify, ama to try and defend their wrongdoing, yeah? So this attitude places the blame. It places the blame on the victims and don't hold perpetrators accountable for the actions, and the victim's credibility is questioned. So this is whereby you go to report that case that you have been raped, and then wanaanza kukuliza zile maswali zile za like, were you drunk? Why didn't you scream? Like, huyo hawezi kukufanyia hivyo. Unajua zile za like, maybe you're trying to explain that you have been raped by a cousin or a friend. And then people are like, ay, huyo nani, huyo kijana wa nani, ah, huyo tunamjua, like, huyo hawezi kuwa rapist, you know. As in, people will always try to turn the tables. So the victims, this is whereby the perpetrators are not held accountable. Mtu mwenye amefanya makosa, they are not even held accountable. I mean, let us all agree that this is a rape culture in Kenya and in Africa, as in, like, many perpetrators, they are not even held accountable. Like, watu wanakugeuzianga, the victim now here, the victim sasa ndo anakuwa yeye ndo kuna blame zote. So the victim's credibility here is questioned. Zile za like, ai, like wakikurep, what are you doing? Ama ulikuwa unatembea, mbona unatembea usiku? Was it like, this is a free world, manze. This is the world is a free space. Like, you're supposed to do whatever you want at any particular time that you want. So like no woman should just walk around the streets feeling unsafe, na ananza ku feel like she's not secure because maybe anatembea like usiku. I mean, like, manze, people should just, I don't think people realize how much strength it takes to pull your own self out of a poisonous situation. I really don't think people realize how much strength it takes to pull your own self out of a poisonous situation. So the worst crying is when you're lying in bed with your hand over your mouth so you don't make noise. The tears are running onto your pillow and your heart's breaking and you're thinking of everything that made you cry, and your other hand is on your heart or your stomach because they both hurt. No one, I believe, like, no one, whether it is a man or a woman or a girl or a boy, no one, I don't think people realize just how much strength it takes to pull your own self out of a poisonous situation. As in, ilo umekatu hivi, and then you're remembering something, and then ukozileza are like, if that one thing never happened, as in, my life would have been a very different life as for now, you know? Yes, so you need to understand that there are wounds that never show on their body that are deeper and more hurtful than anything that bleeds. I don't know, like, as in, like, these victims, these rape victims in our society, I don't think you people understand the kind of torture and the trauma that all these people go through. You need to understand that there are wounds that never show on their body. Like, in as much as yo kitu ili happen kitambo, when maybe she was still a teenager mama, maybe when she was still a kid, you know. Like, these are just wounds. Like, these are wounds that never show on their body. Maybe those wounds, they never appear on their body. Like, ukiniangalia unaona niko na alama kwa uso ama kwa mgongo, you know. But these scars, yes? These scars, they are deeper and more hurtful than anything that bleeds. As in, hakuna kitu mbaya kama scars. Unajua, like, scars will always be there to remind you that something happened to you. And they're more deeper. They're deeper and hurtful than anything that bleeds. So sexual assault and domestic violence are difficult things to talk about. And in all honesty, PTSD from sexual assault is a double punishment. Your body was violated, then your mind won't let you heal or forget. So, like, what when you may undergo, like, this kind of assault, yeah? This kind of assault, like, the PTSD from sexual assault is a very difficult thing to deal with, yeah? It's a very difficult thing to deal with. And a double punishment, that is a double punishment, as in, like, you are abused, and then here you are on a PTSD, so that is a double punishment. Your body was violated, then your mind won't let you heal or forget. Like, your mind is always there to remind you that something happened. Maybe just see something, and then the traumas, rather you're triggered, unakumbuka whatever happened to you. So that is already a double punishment. People need to understand that no does not mean convince me, and no does not mean ask for more than 8 times or beyond 8 times, you know. So people need to understand that no means no. I don't know, like, Miss Jai get mbona msichana akisema no, as in mbona msichana akisema no, like, boy ako zile za like, huyo amesema yes. No, like, unangangana kuniuliza kitu and then imesema no. Like, I've already said no for the first time. You don't have to continue asking me zile za like, kumbo isi nilikwambia. Nasema no, as in, like, maybe when I say my no is a no. You should take a no as a no. Don't keep on asking for more than 8 times, for more than 100 times, because my no is a no. And you know, yes, no does not mean convince me, ama no does not mean yes. Miss Jui, yo, that mentality, it's crap, actually. Like, that is bullshit for, pardon my language today, because I'm going to be very mean on these perpetrators, you know. Because no means no. Don't keep asking a girl for the 100th time, na amesema pana, akisema pana, amesema pana, because... Yes, sex, as in sex without... Don't keep on forcing someone to have sex with you or to do anything with you, because sexual violence has long-term effects on individuals who experience it. The term sexual assault means any non-consensual sexual act, yes? Yo, like sexual assault. Sexual assault means any non-consensual sexual act. So, like, you don't have to keep doing, like, kujaribu kuni beg ama unajaribu kuniguzaguza, because you believe maybe when you touch me, then maybe I will just let you do whatever you want to do with me. Like, when I've just said no, like, a no is a no. So you should always keep that in mind, whether you're a man or a woman, because unajua, like, rape does not necessarily mean until, like women are being raped by men, yeah? Because, like, they're also, like, we are in the 21st century, and you should all agree with me that we also have the LGBTQ, we also have the LGBTQ society. So these people also undergo the same problems that these straight people wanapitia. So sikaitu wapo unajambia zile za like, ay, dema takurepa, you know, there is this one time I went to a certain meeting, and then this girl was talking about, like, it was an LGBTQ meeting. So this girl was talking about vile demiake, like demiake alim rape, and then people were like demata kurepati. I don't know, as in, like, guy, you people, you should stop being ignorant. As in, ignorance is very bad. As in, these things are happening, man. They look around you. Like, men are being raped, like, gays are being raped by other gays, lesbians are being raped by other lesbians. So, like, these things are happening in our society. So when a girl comes and tells you that I've been raped by my girlfriend or my ex or another girl, don't look at her like zilas are like, amekufanyia aje, as in, like Mrs. Dani Deman is a kukurepa. That is where now the victim's credibility is being questioned, you know. This is whereby the victim's credibility is being questioned. And there is nothing bad, like you're undergoing a very hard time, and then the person that I'm coming to tell the story, rather I'm coming to tell my part of the story, and answer to question like whatever I'm saying, you know. That is already a double, like I'm already experiencing a double punishment. Like I have a hard time processing whatever happened to me in my head, and then my mind is here in anza kunikumbusha whatever happened, and I'm being triggered every now and then. So you know, so you shouldn't question another person's credibility. The victim's credibility should not be questioned. So these things are happening in our society. So when a girl comes and tells you that she has been raped by another girl, don't look at her zile za like, ai, wewe kwani, dem anakurepa aje, like, anakurepa aje. That is whereby the victim's credibility is being questioned. And you really don't need that, as in you're already going, undergoing a very hard time. You need someone to trust. That is why I'm coming to tell you my problems, that I have been assaulted. Because I believe that maybe you'll be able to help me. Or maybe not, you'll just be able to listen, to hear me out, and you listen to me. And maybe you try to understand, like, whatever I'm going through, you know. Because sometimes, like, I'm not even just coming to tell you something has happened to me. Because I need you to help me. Sometimes I just need someone to listen to me, you know. Like, someone to just listen and hear me out. Because I have so much pain in me. That is why I need to let it all out. So respect begins at home. We have a serious problem. People in our society do not see women as human beings. Why are we so afraid to say that we stand with women against the injustices society puts them through? So like this rape culture in Africa, rather in Kenya, as in like women, people in our society do not see women as human beings. As in like unapata tu mwanaume anakutreat vibaya because akozile za like anachukulia women as sex objects, anachukulia women I don't know as what. So like we have a serious problem in our society, and the people in this society that we live in, they don't see women as human beings. Why are we so afraid? As in unapata watu, we are so afraid to say that we stand with women against the injustices the society puts them through. So example, like kama juzi hiyo time yenye people are talking about rape kwa in all the social media platforms, yeah. So this one girl was trying to say, as in like she had been violated. That was I think years back. She was violated. She was assaulted. Yeah, she was assaulted. So unapata like other women were like, they were trying to criticize her. Zile za like, mbona ukuwa isema kitambo, you're coming to say now and you're already sijui 24, and then that time you were maybe 18 or 17, you know. So like, as in like, people are always so afraid to stand with women, and women, like women, we are the ones that are bringing other women down. As in unapata dem, as in like wesi unafaa kujiput, like you're supposed to put yourself in her shoes. As in zile za like dem anakuja anakuambia like she was violated, as in you're supposed to try and ama ufikirie zile za like maybe it won't happen to you, but it can happen to your sister, it can happen to your mom, it can happen to your grandma. Because like rape does not only happen at kwa watoto wale wadogo, it also happens to other women, as in to older women. Unapata maybe mshosho anakuwa raped by a 17 year old boy, you know. As in, these things are happening in our society. You guys, we should not be ignorant to these things, manze. We should not be ignorant to these things. And as I've just said, as in, like, look around you. These things are happening. So don't be ignorant. Unaanza kujiambia zile za like, maybe mi siezi rapiwa na vanga nguo refu, you know. As in, like, that is not the way to go. We should just be careful, and we should all, because hey manze, this world, as in as for now, vile hii dunia inaendelea, this is really not going on well. So we are so afraid to say that we stand with women against the injustices the society puts them through. I don't know why, but mimi like these people that are, you know, the feminist. I don't know. Yeah, like this feminist, like they're always there to support women, as in like they're always there to support women whatever the society is trying to put them through. And you know, big shout out to Stephanie Manze. Hey Stephanie Senewa, I really admire that girl. Like she really doesn't care what people say about feminism, yani about female, about the female as the female, yeah. Yeah, so like yo kizungu hapo imekata, but you know what I'm trying to say is, like, we should not be afraid to stand with other women, but you're talking about the injustices that the society is putting them through. Why does advocating for an end to the oppression of women have to be a controversial stand? As in, Miss Gert Mona, like, anytime when someone is trying to put something about something that the women are being oppressed, yeah? The women are being oppressed in the society. You're saying topic as in, like, what was we put into the stance, as in, that is not fair at all, you know? So, impose rules on your sons, enforce curfews on them, monitor their friends, and actively mold their perspectives. So, like, if you're a lady, rather if you're a woman, you're a young girl who has a kid, we have brothers at home, even though maybe we don't have kids, but we have brothers at home, as in, like, you should tell them about these things, as in, let them know that raping women is bad, tell them that mistreating women and treating them like sex objects is bad. Just teach them, like, teach them to respect women, teach them to like, you know, because we are also human beings, as a lady, like, we really needed that respect. So you should teach your sons, teach your brothers that women need to be respected and they're not sexual objects. So ask yourself where we will be as a society if we were as afraid of having criminals as sons as we are having victims as daughters. Imagine, just ask yourself that. Ask yourself where we will be as a society if we were as afraid of having criminals as sons as we are having victims as daughters. So when you're talking about sexual coercion, yeah? Now, back to sexual coercion. So sexual coercion is defined as using pressure, alcohol, drugs, or force to have sexual contact with someone against their own will. It includes persistent attempts to have any unwanted sexual contact with someone who has already refused. So this is whereby, maybe to Menda Wapi, we have gone to a party somewhere, yeah? Me and my boyfriend somewhere, or my boyfriends, yeah? My boyfriends, as in, like, vijana marafiki. Hadi baby didi sewe, but those friends, yeah? So, like, not really boyfriends, peer girlfriends, you know? So, like, we're out there, we're having some good time, you know? And then a guy there is trying to hit on me, and then anakuja zile za like anakuja na to mchele ama mnaitanga aje uto tudawa. So and I, like, the guy puts the drug kwa drink yangu, and then there I am as in, like, anajaribu kuni drug because, like, she wants to take advantage of me. So, like, and I put the drug into my drink, so anytime nikikunywa your drink, then I will be unconscious. I'll get drunk, I'll get drugged, and then they take advantage of me. So that is sexual coercion. It is defined as using pressure, alcohol, drugs, or force to have sexual contact with someone against their own will. It includes persistent attempts to have any unwanted sexual contact with someone who has already refused. In ile nimesema, as in, no means no. Don't continue persisting for the 100th time because I would expect, like, my answer will change. Like, when I have just said no, my no is a no. So anyone can use coercion and they will keep throwing things away, like, why not? We had sex before. If we don't have sex, I'm going to leave. You can't just change your mind and EDC, you know. So, like, anyone includes friends, it includes strangers, it includes partners. You know, like, kuna mtu unaweza mwambia, like, they can be raped by their partners and then wako zile za like, ai aje tu na si, like, we're together, we are in a relationship. Like, no honey, as in, like, in as much as you are in a relationship with that person, they can also assault you. Waneza kuku assault, yeah? So anyone can use coercion and they will keep throwing things away. Like, unajua wale watu wenye, like, wana kufanya you feel guilty, unajua? So, like, mimi niko hapa hivi, like, I've just said no. You maybe you've tried, unataka kuniambia zile za, like, wamboy, I want us to have sex, and then I'm like, no. So you keep throwing things my way, zile za, like, why not? We had sex before, as in, like, so what? We had sex before, like, so what? I don't want it now. Like, size is tacky, you know? So, like, ama mtu anakuambia zile za, like, if you don't have sex, I'm going to leave. Jususa, like, as in, like, umenipeleka party ama umenipeleka mahali, so unaanza kunithreaten zile za like, yeah? Zile za like, if you don't agree to whatever terms I'm going to tell you, then I'm going to leave. Like, you can just ebu go, manze kanyaga kubwa kubwa kisonganga. Unajua, I've already said no. Like, don't keep persisting for the 100th time, 99th, and expect like my answer will change. If I've already said no, my no is a no. So don't expect my no to be a yes, kwa sababu wewe uko hapo unafikiria zile za like no is a yes. Yeah? So sexual consent is given when you and your sexual partner agrees to have sex or engage in any sexual activity. So this is where consent comes in. I don't know. This is where consent comes. Consent nile like tuna agree. We are agreeing on whatever that you're going to do. Mimi na wewe, we are going to agree on whatever that you're going to do. So sex without consent, yes? Sex without consent is rape. That is rape. Sex without consent is rape. So this is where by unapata like mtu amekata, but you go ahead and take advantage of them. She has not given you the consent. She has not given you the go ahead, like zile za like the go ahead. So like sex without consent is rape. So consent can be revoked. Consent can be revoked at any time. Just because tukiwa tuna chat, I was zile za like, yeah, I would also like to see you. You know, it's all those kind of flirty things. And then maybe I gave you a hint, like maybe I was interested. And then here we are, tumekuja kupatana, and then I'm not interested at all. Then you have to understand that consent can be revoked at any time. Just because nilisema yes jana doesn't mean that tukipatana leo, my yes still yeye nilisema jana bado ndo inawork sahi. Yet just because I said yes yesterday, then tumepatana leo nimesema no, and you keep thinking, and you're there, you're still thinking zile za like, a no doesn't mean a no really, it means a yes, you know. That is so, it's so absurd, as in it's so unfair, it's so childish and immature. So you need to understand that consent can be revoked at any time. So don't keep sitting there because zile za like, if I keep persisting, then she'll just agree. Because as I've just said, as in like sex without consent is rape. So those kind of people, unajua watu huwa mnajaribu kujustify, oh, ati ulienda na dem club, ama ulipatana na dem club, walikuwa wamelewa. Then ukamchukua ukaenda na yeye kwako, you know. Then ukaenda na yeye kwako ukamfanyia hizo vitu zako. That is rape. Because like when a person is drunk, they're not in their conscious mind, they're not in their right mind, you know. They can't make decisions like correctly at that particular time. So that is what you really need to understand. So signs that your partner is sexually coercive. Number one, tries to do anything without consulting you first. They try to do anything without consulting you first. Number one, that is they removing contraceptive or removing your clothes without your permission. Ile mtu anajaribu tu like kukutoa nguo, that is a sign that person is sexually coercive na anajaribu ku take advantage of you. Like, how can you just remove my clothes without my permission? You get? So that is a person. That is a sign that person is sexually coercive. Number two, continue to try to have sex after you just said no. Like maybe zile za like unajua ile like I've said yes, and then we are in that process of whatever that you're doing, and then imefika point I'm saying no, and then you're just continuing to do whatever you want to do just because you're not satisfied, ama whatever thoughts that you're having. I've just said no, but you're still continuing to do the same thing, as in like unaendelea tu bado kufanya. And this is where by nimesema consent can be revoked at any time. So when I'm just saying no, my no means a no. So number three, continued to engage when you wanted to stop or said no. But anaendelea tu, like anaendelea tu. Number four, complains or get upset when you decline sex. Awa ni wale watu wenye, ana jam, you know, those kind of people. I don't know if you have those kind of friends. Manye, zile za like, anashina watu zile za like, unajua mina kudai, and then uko zile za like, I've said no. Ana jam. Unaweza kumbia, we hata si rafiki mzuri. Na manze, unanijua kweli, you really don't know me, manze, you don't. As in unajifanya poverty like anajam. Unajua those kind of people in yehua wanajam, they get upset, rather they get angry or they complain after you just declined their sex offer. Hao ndo wale watu unawambia waende wakiendanga urafiki si lazi, manezi vitu pia huwa to force. So every other day there is a new rape case coming out. It is very important to make a change, to raise your voice against this huge topic. Some people think that not every girl gets raped, which is true. But she has gotten harassed, she has been looked down upon, she has had lustful and dirty eyes rank over her body. The stare. Almost every girl has been subjected to inappropriate staring and gestures at some point in her regular life. I can't even imagine what goes on in their mind. It's so disgusting and disturbing. Yani, ini lo unapita mahali and then a man is like, anakuwa undressed too. So ini ile unapata like mtu anakuangalia vibaya. I don't know, like you have ever gone somewhere and then there is this man, like he's seated on the other side of the bench, yeah, and then he's like staring at you hadi uko zile za like guy umse ananiangalia aje, you know, as in like that stare. It is very inappropriate, it is very disgusting and disturbing. You really don't have to stare at a girl as in hadi anashindwa zile za like eh manzee umeniangalia sana. That stare, yeah. That stare. That is also as in like as in unani, I don't know, like in as much as maybe you've not been raped, but you have been harassed. That is harassing someone. As in you only go harass mtu ama unapita mahali and then like someone is spanking you. Misi juu hizo tabia zingine tu ni mbaya. So like msichana anapita then uko tu pale like unamguza tu as in like as in unaniguza tu aje, you don't even know me, mimi niko napita najiendea zangu and then you're there like, because that is harassment, that is sexual harassment. Unaniguza tu ama sijui unanifanyia nini, ai tabia zingine tu ni mbaya and they're very disgusting and they're very disturbing, kwa sababu in as much as maybe you never laid your hands on me but you have just umeniangalia very inappropriately, umenifanyia, yeah, you know. Manze, crime will never lessen unless we as a society collectively bring upon a change. We are to blame for it. We have been sidelined such an important issue for a long time. We are to blame for it. So like we as a society, these cases zenye ziko over 5,000 since corona yanze, as in like we are to blame because we have been sidelining, as in like not everyone is very comfortable to talk about rape, unajua, as in like issues zingine tumezieka tu kando, like we are busy talking about politics and corruptions and then we are forgetting about very important things that are happening in our society. So we have been sidelining such an important issue for a very long time and we are to blame for it. So should we treat women as independent agents responsible for themselves? Of course, yes, but being responsible has nothing to do with being raped. Women don't get raped because they were drinking or took drugs. Mnageuzia wasichana huku nje na story ya oh free alcohol, oh sijui nini, which is utter bullshit to be sincere. You're not entitled to her body hata kikunywa lita tano za Gilbis. Una get vile uko hivyo Twitter, like as in like guys were like like most guys were saying zile za like unajua sasa pengine hata ulikuwa raped as in like because umeendaje tu kukunywa drinks za wenyewe na huna hadi pesa, as in like hey mnageuzia watu huku nje, as in like as I've just said, eh? Like people will always look for anything, any means of justification for their wrongdoing. So unapata like msee ame take advantage, like he has just taken advantage of a girl, a dude has just taken advantage of another dude na akamrape, unajua, lakini anamgeuzia zile za like oh but unajua nilikubaia drinks and all that. I mean that is utter bullshit. That is bullshit because you're not entitled to her body hata kikunywa lita tano za Gilbis. Women deserve to feel safe no matter where they are or whom they are with, because it's very lame. Like that is a very lame excuse to take advantage of a girl just because you bought her drinks ama sijui limbaia blunt moja ama mbili, you get. That is so very, very inappropriate and a very lame excuse to take advantage of a girl or a lady when she's drunk or she's high or whatever. So the world can seem like such an evil place sometimes. The truth is there is no right way to deal with victim blaming. Everyone is entitled to protect themselves from hurt however they see it fit. You not only rape a girl or a woman, you rape a soul, you rape a life. So people need to understand that rape is not just a woman's issue. It's about men who stop behaving like human beings and start behaving like monsters. Everyone says that it's a girl's fault when she gets raped. They say it's because she was wearing tiny and tight clothes. But what about you? Where did humanity go? What about your disgusting thinking? Why is the society blaming the victim? Why is her character being questioned? Why is she not immediately given justice? So, and this reminds me of this of this particular this series inaitwa Unbelievable.
Yeah, Unbelievable.
So this Unbelievable, it starts with this young girl. Yeah, so this young girl is being raped. Yeah, she's being assaulted. Lakini sasa ni zile za like when she goes to report to the police, they keep on telling her to retell the story over and over again. It's very sad that you have to keep on telling your story over and over. Police wa kwanza amekuja akam explain what happened to her, you get. So this second police is coming, and then akozile is like, I want you to repeat what you just told the other police. She has to repeat the same story over and over again. The third police aingie tena mletee paper mwambie, so whatever you just told the two police officers, nimekuletea hapa hivi karatasi, you need to write it down like in details. You start from the very beginning, like ukiwa umelala, then huyo mtu akaingia kwa nyumba, you get. As in like it's very sad. Yeah, it's very sad because no one wants to keep on retelling the same stories over and over again. Now imekuhurt, imekuumiza, as in you're undergoing emotional pain and torture, and then here you are, like someone wants you to keep on repeating, retelling the story over and over again. This is why unapata like the character of the victim is being questioned. Wanaanza kubuliza like, what were you wearing? Na ilikuwa usiku, was it like, why were you sleeping alone in a house? Like, I mean, that is my house, I pay my own rent. So like, mbona nisishi kwa nyumba yangu na nalipia rent? Because someone is breaking one day and then take advantage of me, you get. As in like her questions, like the questions that these police officers were asking her, like zilikuwa, me I don't know, me just felt like and that is what most people go through. As in like their nini is being questioned there. Like hizi maneno zenye ameenda kusema, their confession is being questioned hapa hivi, anaenda anasema, oh unajua aliingia. But these people kwa zile za like, what were you wearing? Mbona ulikuwa unavaa nguo ndogo? Mbona hiyo nguo ilikuwa imekushika sana? Mbona uko unatembea na mtu like at that particular time, na unatembea usiku peke yako? As in you get, as in like women are supposed to feel, you're not entitled to any woman's body. Hata afanye nini, you're not entitled to their body. And women deserve to feel safe no matter where they are or whom they are with, yeah? So women really need to feel safe wakiwa around wewe. Because like no woman deserves to walk around akianza kuogopa, akihofia like what will happen to her the next minute, ama ni nani atamfanyia nini anytime from now on, you get. So that is it. So triggers can happen when you least expect them, when you think all the emotional wounds are healed, something can happen that reminds you there are still scars. So this is why I just say that in as much as maybe something happened to you a very long time ago, but here you are, then you just watch something, or you hear something, or you just view something from afar, and then it triggers your emotion, it triggers you emotionally. So you just remember that thing, and then this is where you are reminded that you still have the scars, because as I just said, as in like these scars, they hurt deeper than wounds, they hurt deeper than the wounds that bleed. So you really need to take care of these people, as in like muangalie tu, because they really go through a lot of pain, a lot of torture, and a lot of PTSD also comes with that. Yeah, a lot of PTSD comes with sexual assault. So you really need to take care of these people in the society. So women and girls are carrying so many heavy things in their hearts, they're bleeding inside. Women aren't safe, men feel entitled, a part of them is lost. They keep wondering how different their life would be if that one thing never really happened. They keep getting flashbacks from things they don't want to remember. Rape is the only crime in which the victims becomes the accused. Yes, rape, you really in the rape culture, isa sando tunaita the rape culture, kwa hii rape culture inasemanga, rape culture, this is where by the victims becomes the accused. As in wewe ndio umeenda kushtaki, wewe ndio umeenda kushtaki whatever happened to you, the wrongdoing that someone else did to you. But ukifika huko hivyo unaanza kugeuziwa, you get. Unaanza kugeuziwa zile za like, ulikuwa unaenda na yeye, mbona ulikuwa unakubali kunuliwa drinks za bure. As in like, this is where by the victims is now like, the tables are now being turned, and the victim now becomes the accused. Yes. So you need to understand that these people, when they have undergone this assault and the violation, yes, and the sexual violence, as in like they keep getting flashbacks from things they really don't want to remember. And rape, for you rape cultures, I've just said rape is the only crime in which the victims becomes the accused. People think they are exaggerating, they keep asking what they were wearing, that they led them on, why they didn't scream, that they are being dramatic, if they were drunk, maybe they will never do that to them, or if they have proof. You're going to say, but now your credibility is being questioned. Unaanza kuuliza uko na proof, as in like juu unasema alikufanyia hivyo, like do you have any proof, like he's the one that did that. Unajua, as in like wanaanza kukudoubt, you're trying to explain yourself and you're undergoing a very hard time, a very difficult situation, and then people are there, they're even misunderstanding, misjudging you, like I wonder wanaanza sasa kukugeuzia zile za like ama wewe ndio ulimlead on, you know mind only lead on like mbona huku scream awe wacha, you're just being dramatic kwanza hiyo ya like you're shutting someone down, as like kuna brush off to like anajaribu ku explain unajua alinifanyia hivi, then you're like ah wewe mboi wacha, your role is very dramatic, unapenda ku exaggerate maneno, you know. So like those are some of the things that our victims, like these victims undergo such things. They undergo such things because hapo hivyo ndo pale penye wamegeuziwa, the rape cultures, I've just said. Like the victims now, hapo hivi sasa hapo hivi ndo the victims becomes the accused. Na anageuziwa kila kitu, anajaribu kusema, oh, unajua alinifanyia, wanamuza, oh, ulikuwa umevaa nini? Oh, unajua alinifanyia, hapana, wewe kwa nini ulimlead on? Unajua alinifanyia, ai, huyo boy hezi hata kukushika, like, hezi fanya hivyo, like he's not even a rapist. Oh, unajua ukona proof ni yeye alikufanyia, you get, as in like your credibility is now being questioned very much, people are misjudging you, people are misunderstanding you, wanaona ni kama una exaggerate, wanaona ni kama you're just being dramatic and all that. So consent is essential, consent is given freely, consent is comfortable, consent is refractable, and consent is active. And what consent is not assumed. Consent is not pressured, consent is not silent, consent is not reluctant, and consent is not unconscious. So, hapo hivyo kuwa unconscious, in ile like you've just given someone drug, you've drugged someone, ama maybe they're drunk, so this means that they're unconscious. So you really don't have to kuwafanya wa feel ni kama, and they're unconscious at that particular time. So you need to understand that when they are unconscious, that is not consent, as in like atitikia tu maybe akiwa kwa hiyo dream because maybe they are unconscious, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they have already said yes. You need to understand that consent is active, that person is active, that person is in their, is on their clear mind, they can reason very well, their mind is 100%. So like this is where by apa hivi mtu anaweza sema yes ama aseme no, because they're very sober, they're sober minded. So consent is comfortable, consent is essential. It is given freely, you don't have to keep forcing me. And when you say, I say, like you're trying to pressure me, like consent is given freely. And consent is not pressured. You see, shinda puvo many pressures, you lesa like, when you say me two yes. I've already said no, and my no is a no. You really need to understand that sex without consent is rape. And when I've said no, my no means no. So don't keep on trying and asking for the 100th time. So this is my letter to the victims, yes? This is my letter to the victims. It would be so easy if you could run for enough. It would be so easy if you could run far enough that your trauma won't find you, but your trauma will follow you wherever you go. Unresolved trauma can poison your life. Don't let it consume you. As painful as it is, you should learn how to deal with it. Ignoring it won't make it disappear. Tackle it in your own way, however makes you comfortable. There is no rush. You're strong and you will survive this just like you survived what it did to you. I understand that it is normal to miss your life before the rape, because everything is different now. You feel different. You might still see yourself as a victim, but that doesn't change the fact that you survived. You didn't give him consent. You said no, and he made it clear that you weren't interested. He forced himself on you. He was supposed to stop. He used his power over you. The act didn't make him more of a man. I'm sorry you went through that. It wasn't your fault. He just didn't care enough. Maybe you feared what would happen if you reported the rape. There was no guarantee it was the right decision, so much to risk, the certainty of not knowing what will happen next. Will he go to jail? Will he even be charged? Will anyone believe you? The added stress of knowing people might side with him. People might look at you as a liar, an attention seeker. The odds were stacked against you, so you didn't report him. You aren't a bad person, at least, for not reporting. It was up to you. You went through it. You wanted to leave it all in the past and move forward. No retelling of the story, no interrogation. You have a right to make your own decision, and that's okay. It feels like you're being pulled in different directions. Everyone has something to say about you. The judgment never ends. Just because it happened doesn't mean you don't know how to handle living. You need space to think, to reflect, to decide where to go from here. Believe in yourself even when others don't. Stop blaming yourself. It was never your fault. So you really need to understand that whatever happened to you, it was really, really never your fault. You made yourself very clear that you had not given him the consent, but he still went ahead and did it. And believe you me, you're stronger than you think. You're very much stronger than you think. So someone might ask, like, how to support? How are you to support a loved one that is going through the sexual violence or trauma? So maybe how to support a loved one through sexual violence and trauma. Number one, you thank them for telling you. Yes, you thank them for telling you. It is important to acknowledge how difficult and brave it can be to share any story about trauma, especially related to sexual violence. Yes, so you really need to thank them, and you show them that you're acknowledging that they trusted you with their own story. Yes, because it is very difficult and very brave for someone to share their stories of sexual violence with you. So you should ask how you can help. Even though your first instinct might be to give advice, it is important to ask survivors how they want to be supported and what help they might need. It's especially important to support their decisions going forward, e.g. related to deciding to report the case or not. So this is whereby when someone comes and tells you that they have been sexually violated, so this is whereby you ask them, like, is there any way that you can help? Is there any way that you can be of help to them? So if that person just wanted you to hear their part of the story, and it is very important for you to support them. Maybe they have said they don't want to go to the police station because of the interrogation. You know, the interrogation, the trauma, it is too much, as in you're being asked to retell your story. Yani unarudia story na your story, like you're trying so hard to forget about what happened, and then here you are, you keep on retelling, as in, like, it's like opening wounds, opening scars over and over and over again. So, like, if these kind of people want, if the victim wants, like, they don't want to go to the police station and to report the case, like, just support them, because just support them, support their decision, support their ideas, just support them. Just ask how you can be of help. If it is support that they want from you, just give them all the support and all the love that they really require and the love that they need. So you should listen without judgment. Try to remain calm and in control of your emotions. When listening to someone's story, it is normal to feel intense reactions like shock or anger, but sometimes expressing those feelings can make a survivor feel responsible for your emotions and discourage them from opening up more. So hapa hivi ni zile za, like, you should just try to listen without judgment. When usikule mtu mwenye unamuuliza zile za, like, kwani ulikuwa umevaa nini ukienda, unajua, as in those are the kind of questions that this person doesn't really need, this kind of questions at this particular time. Like, vile alikuwa amevaa, that never, like, hiyo isikusumbue vile alikuwa amevaa, kwa sababu, like, this rapist, as in, like, their minds are corroded. So, like, the way she was dressed, hata angekuwa amevaa kanzu inafika chini inafagia chini, like, uyu, this rapist, as in, like, they will still have done, unajua, yani, these stories are very hurt They're very heartbreaking, manzi. So you should just listen to them without judgment. Yeah? You listen to them without judgment. So particularly reactions are like maybe you're angry, ama you're shocked. Because unajua like the more una react to the story that they're telling you, then up even though you might discourage them from opening up more. Pengine ataona zile za like, acha hata nisimwambie what happened to me after that, kwa sababu maybe you will be discouraged, ama they will be discouraged, and they will up even though penye like they won't keep on opening up more. So keep supporting. Every survivor's healing journey is unique, and it has its ups and downs. So it's crucial for survivors to have ongoing support and trustworthy, reliable supporter system. So getting rid of the branches doesn't make the roots go away. Addressing sexual abuse needs honest attention, but more emphasis is required on how it is done. Merely acknowledging the problem and assisting the victims doesn't negate the evil. What is needed is awareness. So we should all just spread the awareness that rape without sex without consent is rape. Just spread the awareness. Let your parents know, let your relatives know, let your friends know, your brothers and sisters. Just let them know that sex without consent is rape. Just spread the awareness that women are undergoing a very hard time. Also, men are also undergoing a very hard time. And getting rid of the branches doesn't make the roots go away. But addressing sexual abuse needs honest attention, but more emphasis is required on how it is done. Merely acknowledging the problem and assisting the victims doesn't negate the evil. What is needed is awareness. Just spread the awareness. Let people know about rape. Let people talk about this, because this is not something to be ashamed of. This is something that is happening every single day. Every single day a lady is being raped somewhere. Every single day. They might be your brother or your brother. They might be your sister, your mother, your girlfriend, you know, your daughter. So just spread the awareness and let people know that people are being raped out here, and it is very serious, and we are undergoing a very hard time at this particular pandemic. You really don't need to add to someone, like mtu anandergo a very hard time and then you're adding to them another pressure, people are really undergoing a very hard time. So just spread the awareness that rape is real and sex without consent is rape. So people should just be aware of that. Don't take advantage of someone because maybe they are drunk, or maybe they are high on drugs. Like that is really, it is really not necessary, and it is very inappropriate, it is very immature, it is disturbing, and it is very disgusting. So just spread the awareness. So thank you so much. Until next time, I really hope you have liked this particular episode. Thank you so much for listening to my episode. Until next time, bye bye.